A variety of birds have vocalizations which can be described as whistles, and all six species in this group have clear whistle-like songs. Our first bird, the northern cardinal, is an especially vocal bird whose richly whistled songs and calls can be heard throughout the year. Both males and females sing. A typical cardinal vocalization begins with either a downslurred or an upslurred phrase, followed by a series of repeated notes. Here are two examples of its downslurred cheer, cheer. Now the upslurred, wheat, wheat. Another typical cardinal vocalization is a two-syllable whistle. We can represent this as purdy, purdy, purdy. Cardinals also have a loud, distinctive chip note. The tufted titmouse's whistled song has two basic variations. At times, he sings a slightly downslurred, here, here, here. At other times, the song is a distinctive two-noted whistle, which we can represent as chiva, chiva, chiva. There are some obvious similarities between the cardinal and the titmouse songs. You can tell them apart, however, by listening for the radical up or down slurring in the cardinal's liquid whistles and the steadier pitch of the titmouse's slurred whistle. First, the cardinal. Next, the tufted titmouse. When comparing the two-noted phrases, listen for the cardinal's purdy, purdy, purdy. And the titmouse's chiva, chiva, chiva. Besides his whistled songs, the titmouse also has a surprising variety of other vocalizations. One which is commonly heard is a nasal call. The northern oriole gives an elaborate flute-like whistle. He strings together melodious phrases and sounds like this. The oriole also has a two-noted phrase, similar to that of the cardinal or titmouse. At times, the best vocal key to this bird's presence is the harsh chatter that often accompanies the song. Rhythmic and melodic variations among individual orioles can be confusing, so it is most useful to get a feeling for the consistently rich tone of this song. Let's listen to four oriole songs given by different individuals. First, second, third, and fourth. Let's move on to a new whistler, the eastern meadowlark. We introduced this species earlier. Spring of the year. The song typically includes two downslurred whistles. Also, listen for a distinctive guttural phrase at the end of the meadowlark song. Our last two whistlers are sparrows. Let's take the field sparrow first. His clear introductory whistles quickly increase in rate to create a trill. Also recall the rhythmic comparison with a ping pong ball dropping on a table. Finally, the white-throated sparrow. Perhaps one of the best-known representations of birdsong is the white-throated sparrow's "Oh, Sam, peebity, peebity, peebity." The song typically includes one or more introductory notes, followed by a series of triplets. Peebity, peebity, peebity. If you learn this basic pattern, you should have little trouble recognizing different forms of the white-throated sparrow's sweet whistle. Here it is again.